A very good day to you. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. It's Friday, the 19th of April. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run. Midway through his first two-year term as mayor, Matt Buckley, Greenwood Lake's top elected official, called it quits. He resigned on Wednesday night, with the village board immediately naming 13-year trustee Thomas Howley to replace him. The new mayor has the authority to appoint someone to fill his board vacancy, and the next election for mayor will be held in March of 2025. Within the last several days, two village building inspectors also stepped down, but it was unknown if that had anything to do with Buckley's resignation. The former mayor could not be reached for comment. Some 50 people gathered yesterday on the banks of the Delaware River in Sparrowbush to celebrate the launch of efforts by the Orange County Land Trust to preserve the county's last wilderness. Jim DeLawn, the Land Trust's executive director, said the effort would preserve a 35,000-acre region to protect the Delaware River watershed, to foster recreation, and to develop the economy of western Orange County.
This is really a matter of not only land conservation and tourism, but economic development.
The region is rich in natural resources, history, and geographical features. Its ponds, wetlands, streams, and rugged geology play a vital ecological role in the Delaware River watershed. A 64-year-old Town of Deer Park man was arrested following the execution of a search warrant in his home. Police seized over 200 oxycodone and hydrocodone pills and took Thomas McDonald into custody on two charges of criminal possession of a controlled substance, one with intent to sell. He was arraigned and released on his own recognizance, pending a future court appearance. Participating in the five-month investigation and arrest with Deer Park and Port Jervis police. There's been more violence in the city of Newburgh, as there was a stabbing around 2:30 yesterday afternoon. A city spokesman said the incident occurred near the corner of South Street and Allison Avenue, not on school property. An ambulance was on the scene as police investigated the case. The incident remains under investigation and the number of people wounded was not disclosed. Mount St. Mary College in Newburgh has donated two properties to Habitat of Humanity of Greater Newburgh to provide affordable homes for local families. The properties are located at 417 and 419 Liberty Street in the city of Newburgh. Habitat currently has a record of 25 local families enrolled in its home ownership program, with applications continuing to come in. More news right after this.
Find over 100 retailers allowing you to spend hours shopping safely at the Galleria at Crystal Run. Enjoy the big brands and the diverse selection of family-owned stores all in one location. The Galleria at Crystal Run offers dining options for everyone with Fuji 110 Grill, Allen's Mediterranean Grill, and Peru Cuisine. Discover the Mid-Hudson Valley's premier shopping, dining, and entertainment destination, the Galleria at Crystal Run. For more information, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or visit GalleriaCrystalRun.com.
Residents who use the Rifton Post Office were given a 30-day notice that it would be closed down on April 5th due to a safety hazard on the leased property where the facility is located. And on Thursday, Congressman Pat Ryan fired off a letter to Postmaster DeJoy wanting answers. Postal services, including post office boxes, were shifted over to the Tilson Post Office. Ryan says residents were not given any further explanation for the Rifton closure, a reopening, or a timeline. Hundreds of people attended the Skilled Trades Fair at Roy C. Ketchum High School last night. The event was sponsored by Dutchess County Executive Sue Serino and the Wappinger Central School District. Serino provided a glimpse into her personal life by telling the audience she did not take a traditional path in her career.
Many of you might not know I have my GED. Albany forbid me to talk about that. Shame on them. As soon as they said that, I started talking about it more and more. And when you see kids' eyes light up and they feel like, oh my God, if she could do it, I could do it too. So that's what really got us going to do this.
Serino is a former state senator. SUNY Sullivan students who qualify may be able to attend college tuition-free with the help of the county. The county legislature yesterday approved funding another year of the Sullivan Promise tuition-free scholarship program. The cost of tuition is often a barrier that prevents students from enrolling in college, says legislature Vice Chairman Joe Perrello.
Providing their grades are up to standards, we will pay their tuition for the two semesters and until they graduate. The program since it's been inception, there's been over 150 local kids that graduated through the program already.
The legislature set aside up to $400,000 for the 2023-24 academic year for eligible SUNY Sullivan students. Construction is underway on a $22 million Silver Gardens senior affordable housing development in the town of Lloyd. RUPCO CEO Kevin O'Connor says half of the 57 units will be set aside for persons experiencing homelessness.
The project enjoys local support, approvals from the town of Lloyd. Ulster County put in $600,000 of ARPA dollars to help support some of the green energy measures that we're doing in construction for the site.
The RUPCO project is being developed in partnership with Girardini Principal Richard Gerentine of Marlborough, who said it embodies a beacon of hope and dignity for seniors. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run.